I'm Rona Tarrant. Three people have been killed and 12 others wounded in a shooting in the eastern French city of Strasbourg. The shooting happened close to a Christmas market near one of the central squares. Six of the injured are said to be in a serious condition, while six others suffered light injuries. The gunman, who is known to security services, is on the run. France's counter-terrorism prosecutor has opened an investigation. Pro-life leaders, including the president of March for Life, have said they're disappointed that the US Supreme Court declined to hear appeals from Kansas and Louisiana on lower court rulings that would have stopped the states from blocking Medicaid funds going to Planned Parenthood. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier also expressed disappointment with the decision. Planned Parenthood officials and its supporters say the Medicaid funds are used only to help low-income women receive wellness services, cancer screenings, pregnancy tests and birth control. President Trump has signed into law the Iraq and Syria Genocide Relief and Accountability Act, which will provide humanitarian relief to genocide victims in the countries and hold Islamic State members accountable for genocide. US bishops said the law is a critical measure and a signal of hope for the critically vulnerable in the region. The law enables financial and technical assistance to former and current religious minority residents and enables the Department of State to conduct criminal investigations and apprehend individuals identified as alleged IS members. The United States government has returned three church bells taken by American forces as war booty from the central Philippine town of Balangiga. The bells were brought home aboard a U.S. military plane on Tuesday. The United States will formally turn over the bells to President Rodrigo Duterte on Friday. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.